This really is going to be a hard road. We are going to have to learn to act against ourselves, our fallen nature, all the time, until we regain dominion over our inner life and learn how to live from our spirit man. When the king faces us up with choices, that's what happens. We have to choose against our former nature and choose for our new nature every single time. God wants to fill us with himself, and that means displacement. That which I thought and believed must be displaced with kingdom truth. Acting against myself is a governmental transfer. We talked about it, didn't we? The transfer of power from me to him. I am saying and meaning, not my will but yours be done, Lord. You can't say no and Lord in the same sentence. In this kingdom, the way to life is death, the way to prosper is to give, and the way up is down. It's upside down. Consider this one. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Meekness is not something we hear much about these days. Our culture seems to be he who shouts the loudest gets heard. But here Jesus is saying, be meek. Definition? To be humbly patient or docile under the provocation of others. Oh yeah, you don't know what my life is like. Yes, I do. Every circumstance is there to mature you in Christ. Gentle, kind, fruit of the Spirit. So we see immediately there's a correlation between what Jesus is saying and the fruit of the Spirit. That was which was imputed to us, his righteousness, is now being imparted to us. It's being worked in. Notice, please, it's his fruit, not yours. Our part is to move over and let him live his life through us, bear his fruit through us, allow his government in us. It's all internal. And that's an example of acting against myself, letting his gentle nature rise to the surface from the divine seed within. Father has given us a destiny, and that is to be ambassadors or representatives of his nature in this life. However real heaven may be, the governmental transfer takes place here and now in this life, not when we get to heaven. There'll be no opportunities to be gracious there because there'll be no difficult people or circumstances there. This is our training, proving, and battleground. Jesus sets us free from the need to act in our own interests rather than the interests of others. In the kingdom, we're taught how to give, serve, share, and love others, and to be there for them, putting ourselves and our needs to one side, knowing that all we need will be supplied if we seek first and only the kingdom. That's Matthew 6:33. This is the way in which Father intends his will to come, to be accomplished on the earth through us, as we keep asking him. Now we're beginning to see something.